You're listening to RightDivision.com, brought to you by Northside Bible Church.
Morning, 9 o'clock, this church. Now, Luke's doesn't do that. Rec Room doesn't have anything to do with that, but Luke's. But the church does, and they put on the best breakfast in town, 9 o'clock, free of charge, and so you come and have that with them. They're good enough to us to furnish us the air conditioning and the heating and the soft chairs and the music system and all these different things that they do for us, and we're very thankful for them. So anyhow, we want you to enjoy all of it, everything that we do. And where is you singing tonight?
No, sir.
You're not.
Introduce.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, either way, it's going to be good. Take it over.
Thank you, sir. We have a lot of people that do a lot of things for the rec room. Miss Dolores Andrews and her husband Ray down here. Ray's been wanting to sing with her. Yeah.
But not on this one.
He sings with her once in a while, but I've never heard him sing with her. So y'all make up your mind about that. But Ray is one of our faithful men that work here at the front at the end of the service when you have your opportunity to come and meet the Lord. Ray's one of our good men that helps you with that. And that's why we're here. We won't lie to you. We're here to get you saved. We're here to get you to heaven, help you get to heaven. We can't get you there, but we can introduce you to the man that can get you there. Miss Dolores is one of our church's favorite singers, and she's going to do a song for you tonight.
Thank you.
Down and you feel more broken than whole. When the wounds go deeper than words and you can't tell a soul. I may not know about your trouble and strife. He sees the sparrow that falls to the ground, and he hears the tears that don't make a sound. If you only knew how precious you are in his sight. If it matters to you, it matters to the Master.
Thank you very much, Dolores. I was thinking the rec room is about 13 years old, maybe closer to 12, I'm not sure. We got taken off of the road. I got grounded. Old Pashlaff caught up with me a few years ago, and they told me I had lung cancer and gave me a year to live. That'll kind of mess up your day. But anyhow, they were wrong. And we went to another doctor. Went down to MD Anderson. I highly recommend that. If human hands can do it, people, they can. But anyhow, we came back out here. No cancer, no chemo, no radiation. Two-thirds of my left lung gone. Cut from my backbone here to my nipple. Took out a rib or two because the cancer had grown so fast, from the size of a golf ball to a softball in 5 weeks. And wasn't going to be able to get to go back in prison for a long time. And that's when some ex-inmates come along. We started the rec room, and it's been wonderful. I was asking Jolene, I said, how long have you been playing with us? We started over here. Charles and I started. There were seven of us, weren't they? Including me and Charles. Yeah. We've moved different places. We was at Brother Doug's church one time, and we've had so many friends just say, here, come use this, come use that, and it's been great. But all these people that do the music, that do the playing, run the boards, all of these things, they do it just because they want to do it. Nobody's on salary. And they take their Thursday nights to come and help you enjoy the music and the refreshments and all that, whether it be people back over here getting things out on the table, getting a coffee poured, getting a cold drinks. It's been great, and I hope we just keep going on and on and on. And I thank them for that. Brother Doug, how many years you been helping us? You've been.
I think
at least 12. Yeah. Anyway, but we got the best singers in town.
Amen.
Yeah. And we got the best musicians. So anyhow, tonight, if you have your Bibles, I want to talk to you, not very long. I want to ask you two little questions. I want to talk to you about the way to heaven. And if you get your Bible, you can turn to the book of Matthew. That's the first book. Most of you can find that in the New Testament. And so if you've got that, and if you don't have a Bible and would like to follow us along as we read, we'd love for you to. So if you lift your hand, we'll get you a Bible. Okay. Yeah, we'll get that Bible to you. We got some. How long you guys been passing out Bibles? It's been a long time, I'm going to tell you.
It's not going to be long, they're TV stars now.
Anybody else need one? Got one over here. We out? Okay. Sorry about that. Look over your shoulder, somebody. We'll have more next week. And let me say this about the Bible. If you don't want to keep it, you're just using it tonight, that's fine. But if you would, take it to the back of the room and set it on that table. If you don't have a Bible or you don't have one here and you'd like to have one, just keep that one. That'll be our gift to you. Is that a deal? Can we do that? Yeah, I want you to do that. We'll get more. We really will. So, anyhow, you should turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 7. Verses 13 and 14. Notice what he says here. Jesus is doing the speaking. He said, "Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it." My first question is, why is the way so broad and wide? Second question is, why is the way so narrow and straight? It seems not only is the way wider and broader, but there seem to be a whole lot more people going that way than the other way. In fact, many of the people going that way don't think they're going that way. Skip down a few verses, if you will, to verse 21. And Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many shall say to me in that day." Notice he didn't say few. He said, "Many shall say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Lord, have you seen how religious I am? I'm pretty good at this. In thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works." We're getting it done, baby. Look at how good we're doing. Notice what Jesus said. "Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity." It just seems that the way is missed more often than not. We don't make it. Now, why is that way so broad and wide? Why is it so narrow and straight? Turn with me, if you will, to John chapter 3, verse 16. Many of you know this verse. It's the verse that many of us can quote. It's the verse that probably, if nobody else knows any other verse, you'll know that verse. John 3. But I want to read all three verses. I want to read 16, 17, and 18. And just see how isolated this way is. And here's what he said. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And now catch this one. Grasp what he's saying here. "He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." Did you see that Jesus said you don't go to hell for what you do? He said you go to hell for what you don't do. He said he that believeth not is condemned already. Not going to be, might be, there's a good chance. He said, "You're condemned already." There's only one precise way to believe. That's to believe in a particular person whose name is Jesus Christ. It's not God Almighty. Notice he didn't say that. He said, you believe on the one God Almighty sent. That's his son. There's only one Christ. Look at John chapter 14, over 10 more verses, 10 more chapters. John 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way. Notice he didn't say, I am a way, good way, really great way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You won't know how to get to God, you got to go with Jesus. Well, I just believe if you'll love the stars and the moon and the clouds and all those things, you'll get to go to heaven. Jesus said, no, you won't. Can't do that. That's not the way to go. It's only in Jesus Christ. There's not any options. This is the more you look at this, the more narrow that way becomes, the more straighter that gate becomes. We don't have a bunch of options. We don't have any other options. It's Jesus Christ. I want you just to think for a minute how many ways there is to go to hell. Think about that for a minute. You don't have to be a murderer to go to hell. You just have to be an unbeliever. Well, wait a minute, man. I live good. I don't break the law. I try to help people. I pay my bills. I try to be nice to folks. I want to be kind. But all of the waste to hell. Religion. We got all kind of religion. We got more religion than America we've ever had. And we've got everything in the world. We got religions in America that you can only live by or with them. You can't just take off and go live someplace else with them. Well, you can live about anywhere with the Muslim religion. Yeah, you can, except India. Buddha won't let you do that. We got secret fraternities. I'm a lodge member. I got a secret handshake. This is kind of embarrassing, but when I was a young man, I was selling securities. And you only get to call on people that's got money to sell securities. Can anybody else buy them? And I got talking to a guy that's a Mason, and he told me where to get a book, and I spent 50 cents for a book that gave me all our secrets. I had the handshake. And my aunt all that time, they'd ask me this or that, I'd say, well, I'm just a knife and fork Mason. I just go. And they had those little secret words. And then when you went to their funeral, they talked about the Grand Celestial Lodge above. But you ain't going without Jesus. Let me tell you, church membership. Well, Leland, you don't understand, I'm Baptist. Well, that's wonderful, except I ain't gonna get you to heaven. I'm Methodist. I'm Presbyterian. I'm a Seventh-day Jehovah Witness or something like that. Not going. Confession. I went in and made my confession. Well, but you confessed it to a man. That didn't do any good. Have you ever think about that? The Bible never says anywhere to confess your sins. I mean, know what it tells you to do? It says to confess your faults one to another. Now, your fault is, I got a bad problem with stealing. And you can go ahead and tell Craig that. But if you say, I stole your billfold, Craig, then you're going to be in a little trouble. One is confessing your faults. One is confessing your sins. I've got a problem about running around married women. That's okay. Except when you told that old boy you run around with his wife. That's going to get kind of tight.
I'm glad you didn't use my wife as an illustration.
Yeah, there you are. I've been to drug rehab. I've been to the sacraments. Went to those sacraments. I've been to abstaining from bad habits. I quit doing this. I quit doing that. We started going to church. We started this. We stopped that. We started another way. Let me tell you, anything but trust in Christ will take you and I right to hell. It has to be in the person of Jesus Christ. It is so simple and yet so easy to miss. I want you to think about that a little bit. Why is the way so broad and wide? And why is the way so straight and narrow? Because there's only one way to do it. One little window in that envelope. That's Jesus Christ. I want you to bow your heads for a moment. Told you I wouldn't keep you long. I want you to bow your head just for a moment. And say, Leland, I've tried a bunch of stuff. I've done this. I've done that. Maybe you've joined the church. Maybe you've been baptized. Maybe you've been sprinkled. Maybe you've done everything you know to do. But you've never trusted Jesus Christ. I want to know tonight. I would like to know tonight, how can I know that I know that I know that I know that I'm going to heaven? I want you to step down here in a few moments and Brother Charles begins to sing. And there'll be somebody to meet you that can show you in God's Bible. Maybe if you've got a Bible, bring it with you. How to get to heaven. Or you can take that, you have a Bible tonight and take it home with you. And when I'm gone and everybody else is gone, the Word of God will be right there guaranteeing you heaven. I want you to stand to your feet. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Our Father, you know our hearts tonight. Father, there are people here that need you. There are people here that have tried a lot of different things. And tonight, they say, I just turn it over to Jesus. I give it all to Him. I want you to come on the very first verse and say, I trust Jesus. Brother Charles, head still bowed, eyes still closed. Come right on. When we start this work, come on. Come on. Would you come?
Thank you.
still bowed, eyes still closed, and you say, Leland, I need to trust Jesus. I'm lost. I haven't been the only way there is to go. I need to be saved tonight. Would you pray for me? Would you just slip up your hand? Nobody looking around? God bless you. I see your hand. I see your hand. Yeah, yours. I see yours, hon. God bless you. Somebody else, real quick. Yes, sir, I see yours and yours. Come on. Here's what I want you to do. Yes, I see yours, sir. I'm going to pray in just a moment. On that very first verse, I want you to step out on the very first note and say, show me how I can get to heaven. I want to go. Our Heavenly Father, we need your help tonight. In Christ's name, help each one to have the courage to step out. Would you come right now, Brother Charles? Come on, come on. There'll be somebody here to meet you. Come on. You know what you need to do. Will you do it? Come on. Would you step out right now and said, I've waited long enough. I mean business with you, Lord. I mean it. Would you come? Come on. Right now, as we play, we're through singing, we're through talking. Would you come on? God bless you. Come on.
You've been listening to a lesson provided by Northside Bible Church. Our assembly is excited to bring you many studies to help the Christian grow in the knowledge of Christ Jesus, rightly divided. If you live in the greater Oklahoma City area, we welcome you to come and fellowship with us each Sunday. Sunday school begins at 10:15 and church service at 11. Otherwise, we hope you enjoy all the many audio lessons and Bible studies found on rightdivision.com. Questions regarding today's lesson or on any material on the website can be sent to our email address, which is questions@rightdivision.com. Or feel free to write us at Northside Bible Church, P.O. Box 20777, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73156. Thanks again for listening, and be sure and study your Bible today.